All right, so maybe this will help you to get it in time period, at least a little. Like I said, there are things on here that I would change. I don't necessarily at this time see that the seven church ages are linked to the seven churches of Asia. I said I don't necessarily see it. I'm not frequently saying it's not so. I just don't see it all together. But I do see enough to know that there's enough truth on this chart that we need to get what we do know. And I'll tell you what I just told you. I know that. And if you don't, I know that is from the Lord. And if you'll seek the Lord, you'll get a revelation of it too. Now, some have had trouble with there being an eighth beast. Well, and I want to show you something. Whether that scripture in Revelation, where it says, even he is the eighth, is talking about the eighth beast, doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter. If that wasn't even there, you've got four in Daniel. You've got the dragon, you've got the beast, the image of the beast, and you've got this one. And this one is not this one. This one was a leopard beast that had crowns on its horns. This one is a scarlet colored beast. It's not the same beast with no horns, no crowns on the horns. And a woman riding on. Not the same thing. All right? People say, well, that would leave three accounting for Rome. That's all right. You have political, pagan, and papal Rome. I may be losing some of you, but some of you are following me. You have political, and you have pagan, papal, and political. Political, pagan, and papal. All very needed parts to get understanding of. This first one was just political. Just a political thing. But it wouldn't have done to have this symbol of paganism. You see, this, do this. So the Lord developed this. I mean, this was developed. This was a different thing. This had developed into a different thing by this time. In order for the enemy to try to do what he wanted to do with it. And then this developed into this. This dragon, this was the same. Rome was really associated with this. But it was just a different manifestation. These are just different manifestations of the same thing.
Yes, that's right.
Like Halloween costume, if you will. The enemy, you get to know him by one. You get to know him by one disguise. He gets too well known. The people. Daniel back there, or the Hebrew children, they get to winning victories over him. So then he takes on another form to try to fool the people. He's a liar and the father of lies. He doesn't feel any necessity to come out in his true form and just show himself and say, I'm going to be the same all down through the time. I'm just going to boldly. He's a sneaker.
Amen.
And he wants to. He developed different attitudes and approaches to try to do the same thing, but always he's been shooting at the saints, at the message. All right, I want to go back here to this chapter that we're, the 10th chapter. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. We don't have this rainbow angel on here, but he belongs in this area, from here to here. All right. He's an end time angel, end time ministry.